Can I ask people to start coming in? It's 3 minutes to 4:30, and there'll be people who are tuning in, even though it's the middle of the night in some places, in the United States, in California. And they, like last year, they get up especially early, 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, to actually be part of this ceremony. So if they can get up that early, surely that you can come into the hall on time. So if you please come in. And those people who are taking the 3 refuges and the 5 precepts for the first time, please come up to the front.
You know what it says? Yes. I'm a smiley monk. Hey. Very good. Very good. All the people who are taking the 3 refuges and the 5 precepts for the first time, please come to the front. You are special people today. But don't worry. One of the teachings of Buddhism is nothing that lasts. After today, you'll be ordinary again. And welcome everybody who is listening to this ceremony from overseas. And I know that you send emails saying that where you live there is no real functioning Buddhist society or Buddhist center. So you rely on this center, you know, for meditation instructions, for Dhamma talks, for sutta studies, and everything else we can offer here. So you're very welcome. And I acknowledge you as members, full members of our Buddhist society here in Western Australia. Even though you're on the other side of the planet, you know that today you are part of us. And please know that we know you're there, and we acknowledge that your contributions in whichever way you can. And it's our privilege to invite you as part of this ceremony, taking the 3 refuges and the 5 precepts, many of you for the first time, to acknowledge the fact that, you know, you are following this Buddhist path, that you've chosen this path freely, and you wish to acknowledge it formally with this little ceremony on the holiest day of the Buddhist year, Vaisak, which celebrate the birth, enlightenment, final passing away of the Buddha. And even though that happened such a long time ago, this tradition, these teachings of kindness and wisdom and virtue and peace still continue on very strongly in many parts of the world. We're fortunate here in Perth that we have a very, very strong community, very well supported, so we can share our resources throughout the whole world. And that's our privilege. So those of you who are here, you have a little booklet here. Those of you overseas who haven't got a booklet, you can just follow me as we do this little ceremony of taking the 3 refuges and the 5 precepts. And please don't be concerned, because this one we will do in English. So if you look on the page 21, you have, starts off, homage to the blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened one. And that it'd be followed by page 23, I think, which is the 5 precepts. As this works is I say a line first, and once I finish saying the line, then you say it. So hopefully overseas, I'll do it just one phrase at a time so that you can remember it and chant it after me. It is usually our tradition to put our hands up as we do this.
It's the Anjali of respect, and this is respect to the fact that we're doing something really wonderful, the three refuges and the five precepts. So I think everyone is ready here, so here we go. Homage to the blessed. Please repeat.
Homage to the blessed.
Noble.
Noble.
And perfectly enlightened one.
And perfectly
enlightened one. Homage to the blessed.
Noble
and perfectly enlightened one.
Homage to the blessed.
Noble and perfectly enlightened one. That is what we call the Namo Tassa. Now we go to the three refuges, which if you go to any Buddhist temple of any tradition, they'd usually do it in the Pali Sanskrit, Bhutang Saranang Gacchami, but because this is Australia and many people do not understand the Pali, we're going to be doing it in English. To the Buddha I go for refuge.
To the Dhamma
I go for refuge.
To the
Sangha I go for refuge. For the second time, to the Buddha I go for refuge.
For the second time, to the Buddha I go for refuge.
For the second time, to the Dhamma I go for refuge.
For the second time, to the Sangha I go for refuge.
For the third time, to the Buddha I go for refuge.
For the third time, to the Dhamma I go for refuge.
For the third time, to the Sangha I go for refuge.
So that completes the going for the three refuges.
Now if you turn to page 23, after the three refuges, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, the Buddha is the great teacher, the Dhamma is the teachings, the Sangha is a community who preserve those teachings. Now we have the five precepts on page 23, the English version. I've got the Pali version.
I undertake the precept
to refrain from destroying living creatures.
I undertake the precept
to refrain from taking what is not given.
I undertake the precept
to refrain from sexual misconduct.
I undertake the precept
to refrain from lying.
I undertake the precept
to refrain from intoxicating liquors
and non-medicinal drugs,
which lead to carelessness.
And those precepts, the destroying living creatures, the intentionally destroying living creatures. If that you are walking and just by accident you step on a snail, it's not breaking your precept, but try and be a bit more careful next time. So it's not intentionally, deliberately destroying living creatures. And living creatures is down to anything you can see, even a little bug. See if you can actually take it off. It doesn't mean you've got bacteria in your gut and you refuse to take an antibiotic. Yes, those are living creatures, but it doesn't go that far. It's actually breathing beings. And taking is what is not given is basically not stealing. And even includes when you pay your taxes, make sure that you know you do it legally and you don't hide stuff so that you are honest and not afraid of anybody. Sexual misconduct means that, you know, when you have a relationship, just one partner, not, you know, one main partner, one on the side and one sort of hidden away somewhere else. Because just one at a time is enough suffering. And refrain from lying means also that you keep your promises. If you do make a promise that you're going to be there or help someone, make sure you make it very carefully. It's a promise you are able to keep. Because once you make a promise, you should try your very hardest to keep it. And if something goes wrong, it's not really your intention. You can't make it, you're stuck in a traffic jam, that's fine. That's not really considered to be intentional lying. So please try and tell the truth. And lastly, the intoxicating liquors, that's alcohol, and also the non-medicinal drugs, the ecstasies and the marijuana. If it's for medicinal use, then that's fine. That's not breaking the precepts. If it's for recreational use, sometimes it can sort of make you a bit crazy. As I said this morning about one of the worst funerals I ever performed, most tragic, of a Chinese student. Parents just came for their graduation. And a day or two before her graduation ceremony, she got killed in front of her parents' eyes by a drunk driver who lost control of the car in Kelmscott. And I did the funeral. It was one of the saddest, meaningless losses of life. So, please, you don't need to take alcohol to be happy. In fact, you'd be much happier and healthier without the drugs. So, now I say to you, these are the five training precepts to virtue that lead to a happy rebirth and a happy in this life as well. They lead to prosperity, they lead to liberation. Therefore, you should purify your virtue, these five precepts. So now you have taken those five precepts now in front of me, those who are here and those who are overseas. And I have the certificates here. Some of you can actually receive these certificates in front of me. Others, you're overseas, but these will be sent to you. We have John Curry from Wicklow in Ireland. We have Yoko Abe in Fukuoka in Japan. If any of these are here, please put your hand up because this is the addresses which I have here. We have Wani Reni Ong, who lives in Noramara, Rene. All this time to take the five precepts. How long have I known you? But anyway, come up. Welcome. At last. Here we go, Renee. She usually comes and makes me breakfast every Saturday morning. We have Hilda Suchipto from North Carolina in the United States. Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. This is for those who are here. Where's Renee? You got your pressy? Very good. Very good. It's a bomb. It's a book. Judy Moran from Armidale. Judy, there you are. And Alison Moran from Armidale. Alison? Judy first. Welcome. And hopefully, any questions, any problems, just ask. Now, here we go. It's a book for you. And Alison, for you too. And you actually go to the Armidale group? Excellent. Did you enjoy the... He had our 30th anniversary party. Right. Were you there for that? Oh, it was really good fun. Okay. Did you get your... Oh, you've got that one, have you? No, I haven't got that one yet. Very good. Now we have Indrek Talving from Tallinn in Estonia. If face... Sorry? Is that you? It's Indrek? Indrek Tallinn? No, not yet. Ephesia Gordon Toppin in Maryland in the United States. Rewan Sue Willerton. Rewan, yes. Very good. Could you give the pesos away? Shall I give these? Welcome. And hopefully that this will bring you lots of joy and happiness for many years. Cheryl Pike from Woodbridge. Cheryl. Any Cheryl Pike here? Ah, Woodbridge, WA. She may be just busy watching the football or something. Ashley Dujen in Toulouse, in France. She's probably voting in the election over there. John F. Kennedy. Oh, no, there's no F there. It's John Kennedy. From Woolagi in Australia, Northern Territory. Okay, luncheon trip. Maria Arias in the south of Spain. Emmanuel Manu Elohim from Mossy Park. Very good. Welcome. It's Mossman Park. I shouldn't say Mossy Park. There's no Mossies there. That's what I call them. Adam Brad from Brooklyn in the United States. Isn't that where Upasama was from Brooklyn? Yeah, we've got a monk from Brooklyn as well. Anne Hayward from Sutton Coldfield in England. I remember that place. Arun Kanagasabai. Arun? Perth? Arun? No. Donald Trump, New York. No, it's not, sorry. I just read it wrong. Wouldn't that be wonderful? In my dreams. Andrew Faz Pinto, Wembley Downs. Andrew Pinto, Wembley Downs? No. Adrian Magno, Ashfield, New South Wales. Alicia Friedland, Ontario, in Canada. Alicia? No. Anthony Franks, in Greenbrier, USA. Adrian Shuan Yang Tan, Mount Hawthorne. Yay! Welcome to our Buddhist Society. And another Tan, Alvin Shuan Chin Tan, also in Mount Hawthorne. How come you live in the same suburb? Anke von Bergen in Hamburg, Germany. You're Bergen? No, you're Berger.
Berg.
Berg, okay. Anke von Bergen, Hamburg, Germany. Bi Ling Tan in Crawley. Yes, here we go, Bi Ling. Welcome. Christine Chong in Daly City, USA. Chris Stevenson in Belga. Ah, nice to see you, Chris. Welcome. Brad Pitt, Hollywood, USA. My glasses, they need to be changed. Wouldn't it be great? Catalina Hurl Springmule in Porta 3, Spain. This is getting closer. Craig Wagensella in San Bernardino, USA. It's getting closer to Angelina Jolie. No, she's down here. Is Angelina in here? No. Carla Dionisio in Paca de Arcos in Portugal. Cristiana Ronaldo, no. Cristiana Dinse in Spearwood. This is Spearwood, WA. Cristiana Dinse? Dinse? No, not here. Dijana Tara Sever in Mossman Park. Yes, you are here. Very good. Very good. Emily Henderson in Stephenville, Texas. Emma Whitelaw in Murdoch. Yay! Here we go. Welcome. Franz Prattner in Vienna, Austria. Giacomo Fabio Possa in Brazil. I know him because thank you for all those donations you give on PayPal. I see those. Thank you so much. Glenn Dunn in Narre Warren in Victoria. Gillian Hyde in Derbyshire in England. Hannah Bo Nielsen in Skovlunde, Denmark. Hanno von Bergen in Hamburg, Germany. Inga Thomas, Hamilton, Canada. Jan Erik Edvardsen in Oslo, Norway. Do you know him?
Yes.
Okay, because he's from Norway. Who is he? Jan Erik. It's not Edward, is it?
No.
Okay. Okay, welcome, Jan Erik. Feldebra. Is that right? Feldebra?
Feldebra.
Say it again.
Veldig bra.
Yeah. What does it mean?
It means very good.
Jean Wai Chu. Yay. Very good. Welcome. We've got Joe Gregory from Hobart. Kaz Takehara in Nairn, South Australia. Karen Kirk, Birmingham, UK. Ludovic Ferrer, Joie Le Tour in France. What's it? 4 o'clock? It's the middle of the night. Bonsoir. Linda Murdoch, Ocean Reef, WA. Linda Murdoch, any relation to Rupert? Lachlan? Linda Murdoch, Ocean Reef, WA. Lana Kennan, Mandurah, yay! And she was a founding grassroots member. She actually planted the grass in this place. 30 years ago. Mirjam Karamaya in Munich. Matthias Butenschön in Hamburg. Nina Lively in Washougal, USA. Patrice Cornwell in California, USA. Rhonda Siegfried, New Baden, USA. Sean Austin, also in USA, in Illinois. For those Sean and Rhonda Siegfried, next month I'll be going to Chicago to the, what was it called, the Theosophical Society in Chicago, so where former Ajahn Jacaro, he's invited me, it's just a couple of nights. So you can actually see me, Rhonda and Sean, if you go to Chicago. Swen Chen Chu, Corey, yay! Jazz. Well done, Jazz. Xu Peng Neo, Mount Hawthorne, yay! Very good. Su Hui Lim in Canterbury. Sven Ewerleit in Germany. Stephen Barrett. Yay, in Currumbine. That's almost in Japan. It's way up north, isn't it? Tricia Goh in Karinyup. Tricia Goh? Tricia, that's really close by Karinyup, just around the corner. Tim Day in Claremont. You are so fortunate, Tim. You've got two. It's amazing. You're a double member. It's going to cost you twice as much, you realise. You've got one spare in case you lose one. Lucky. You weren't looking. Tasuka Nakamura, Redcliffe. Tasuka, yeah. Taz. Thank you, Taz. He always helps on the audiovisual every Friday. Most Fridays, anyway. Very good. Tracy Soltis in Perth. Tracy? No. Another Tracy. Tracy Marco, but she's in Marlborough, USA. And lastly, from Seattle, USA, Will Campbell. No Will Campbell? No. So those of you who are overseas, this is a copy of your certificate. It's got my signature, and you know it's an authentic Ajahn Brahm signature because it's got the smiley face. If it hasn't got the smiley face, it's not authentic. Very good. So, now you are all, those ones who haven't, aren't here today, we'll try and send those to you as best we can. We'll post them for you. So they'll be in the mail soon. And hopefully we've got your name spelt correctly, and also that if you have joined, you haven't got the name, already got one wrong. Well, it's very hard to change that now. Can you just go and change your name by default to fit that one? To save us a lot of time and trouble. What does it say there? Okay, that's close enough. Okay, lucky you're in trouble again. So anyway, we can give you a blessing now. And this blessing is just for those who've taken the three refuges and the five precepts for the first time. It's focused just on this core group here and also over the world who are listening as we are giving this little ceremony for you. And hopefully you understand that Buddhism, yeah, it is formal, it can be very deep, but it also has a big heart and a lot of fun and joy. So we welcome you into our Buddhist Society of Western Australia, and hopefully that you have a lot of meaning, a lot of good fellowship, and also, most importantly, a lot of fun when you come here. So we're now going to give you the blessing. What blessing should it be? We just give the Sabaroga.
Sabaroga Winimoto. Sabba Santa Pavajito Sabba Vera Mati Gando Nibuto Chato Wangbawa Sabiti Yo Viva Chantu Sabba Rogo Vinasatu Mate Bhavan vantarayo sukhi dikhayu gopava apiva danasilitsa nicha vata pachalino chataro dhamma vatanti Ayuvano Sukhang Balam. Very good.
And to all of you overseas, thank you for joining in. And I know that some of you, it's in the middle of the night now. If you're not too excited, you can go back into bed and catch up on some well-earned rest now. It's the middle of, in places like the United States, it's Saturday night, Sunday morning. And you got up, maybe actually you haven't been to bed yet. But anyway, have a nice rest now. And hopefully that we can serve you to the best of our abilities for the future. So thank you and sadhu, sadhu, sadhu for all of you overseas and here in Perth for joining in this ceremony today. And to also to acknowledge that you are coming here, and so you can meet some of our committee members. We have the tea, the special VIP tea, only for those who have joined today, and our committee members, and our monks and nuns. So, our assistant secretary looks after membership. Would you please invite our VIP guests into the room next door so they can have a special tea, and together with our president over there, our secretary was? No, that's Shippy. Where's your sister gone? Oh, Don is here. Where's the Don? Treasurer's over there. And who else? Anyway, we've got a few people here. So So please, I invite you next door. And for those others, for the riffraff, I mean the other members. Only joking, you get to know me after a while. We have a tea time, free time, and 6 o'clock we come for the final part of the ceremony on Wayside Day, which is an offering of flowers and chanting. I'll give a little talk as well. And we do what's called a circumambulation. It's not the same as circumcision for our new members. Nothing to do with that. So you're perfectly safe. I think that's why a few people didn't turn up today. I saw that. It is walking around three times, ambulation, walking. We have put a little shrine up in the park, or usually the Bodhi tree there, under which the Buddha got enlightened, and we walk around three times silently. First time reflecting on the Buddha, then the Dhamma, then the Sangha. I'll explain that later on. That's between 6 and 7.30. Very beautiful ceremony. So now we invite you to do the tea ceremony, or coffee ceremony, whichever you prefer. So please, if you invite our guests into the main room.